Welcome to episode 114 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandchat.com. I'm Eric Barzeski. Alan Olson joins me in his underwear in honor of Henrik Stenson.
Yay, go Sweden.
I'm wearing my underwear too, but additionally clothes over top.
Benefits of working from home.
Yeah. Henrik Stenson was the only guy that showed up on Sunday at the Players' Championship. Probably the most boring final round of the Players' Championship I can think of. I think he could have hit two balls in the water and still walked away, you know, on 17 and 18, the winner. I don't know that I have much to say. It was boring. He shot 66, a bogey-free 66. Incredibly impressive performance. But he was the only guy to do it. You know, we had, what, Ben Crane was an early leader. Ian Poulter shot, like, one under par to finish second or something like that. And,
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to put it is, I mean, kudos to Stenson
for
winning.
Not to his play. But he, everyone else?
Stenson played, I mean, that was precision
golf. He missed one fairway?
Yeah, I mean, he played fantastic. But the rest of the field, thanks for not showing up for Sunday's round. I mean, my goodness. I mean, we saw, I guess if you like train wrecks and collapses and balls going everywhere but the fairway and the greens.
Alex Chayka shot 42 on the front nine.
My goodness. I mean, for him to have a five-shot lead, you're like, okay, he's in the final pairing with Tiger. Tiger's going to make a move. It should be interesting. But to see an epic collapse of his sort and then Tiger not do anything with it.
Tiger played like a 12 handicapper at TBC of Sawgrass and still shot 73. You know, we'll talk a little bit about more later. But yeah, nothing from him. He was in the final group at Wachovia and did nothing as well. So still finishes top 10. I think he finished 8th alone, but a 73 was disappointing. Like I said, Ben Crane was on top for a little while, right at the beginning of Alex Chayka's collapse at the beginning of the round. Ian Poulter kind of hung around all day and had a decent day. You know, there are a few other people. They showed, he almost started to wonder before Stenson went on his run because he was even par for a while. He almost started to wonder if some of those idiots that got into the clubhouse at 5-under, like Jim Furyk or whatever, you know, an hour and a half into the coverage were going to win because an incredible number of people were just falling by the wayside and bogeying everything in sight.
Well, I think that, I mean, that's a great point is you've got, you know, Aaron Baddeley was the first guy out on the course by himself. He shoots 6-under, he's in the clubhouse at 4-under, and you're like, this is the guy that's going to win it? Potentially? I mean, with everybody else falling apart, I mean, you know, we look at, you know, Chayka having an epic collapse. You know, I think Retief Goosen, he's tied for second going in the final round. At one point, he's one shot off the lead. He shoots 76.
And this is a tour event that wants to be quite a bit like the Masters. And we saw one guy playing a decent final round, but there were no final round fireworks. The greens were perhaps a little too firm. Perhaps. I like firm greens. You know, I think they reward good ball striking. But Henrik Stenson was the only guy finding the fairways, so he could strike the ball well, and he did all day. So,
and even times where we saw some of these Tiger and whatnot, even when these guys did hit the fairway, they were still overshooting the green or pushing it right, pushing it left, hitting into the, you know, bunkers and pine straw and having to hit left-handed and pretty insane final round. But yeah, it was...
No wind, no bad weather.
No, it was...
And yet, one guy shoots a good score.
Yawn. So. But kudos to Stenson for winning and shooting a 66.
He gets no FedEx Cup points. He's not a member of the PGA Tour, so Tim Fincham can't even talk about the number of FedEx Cup points that Henrik Stenson gets because he gets none.
Yeah.
And thus shortens the press conference.
We will be right back with our forum topic of the week after this.
In this game, you never hit the same shot twice.
You have to be totally prepared.
Totally prepared.
For whatever the course gives you.
I practice shots
most people don't even think of.
Out here,
if you want to win, you can't take anything for granted.
Can't take anything for granted. Especially
your golf ball.
Especially your golf ball.
Performance counts. Quality counts. Every shot counts. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
This week, it's your good luck. You get to have two forum topics of the week. The first one is John Daly makes an appearance over at the BMW Open, and Wild Pants finishes in second place. Good for John.
Yeah, since we last talked about John Daly, he had lap band surgery, which is where they cut out 80% of your stomach or whatever and make it shrink. You're not supposed to drink any carbonated beverages, but he's apparently still drinking beer. So I've known a few people that have had that surgery and then just gone on to stretch out their stomach again. But apparently he's lost 50 pounds. He's on a semi-diet, and he finished his second. Granted, in a field of nobodies. You know, kudos to you if you recognize three of the names on the leaderboard other than John Daly, but second is second.
You know, kudos to him. He actually showed up, played four rounds, didn't, I mean, the fact that we're talking about him actually playing in a golf tournament, shooting four rounds in the 60s and finishing second as opposed to
getting arrested.
Here's another picture of his mugshot. Here's him in a tent getting bombed out of his gourd.
Just beating up his wife.
You know, his Twitter accounts or whatever. I don't know. I guess I'll have to wait and see.
Oh, well, the jury's still out. We'll see. Everyone hopes he gets well. But at this point, I think you and I are both very doubtful that he will be able to come back. He's getting up there in age, and quite honestly, he's run out of second chances about 36 chances ago.
Yeah. You just hope he gets his life in order. But yeah, kudos to him for winning, and I wonder what the exchange...
Finishing second.
Yeah, what's that exchange rate in American dollars?
Enough to buy more beer.
Nice. Speaking of, well, not buying more beer, but apparently David Faraday had a little bit of a comment that wasn't too popular with a few politicians, or actually I should say with the media. And now it's hide from the media time for Mr. Faraday. His comments...
I blame the leftist media.
Yes.
They're out to get him.
Evil liberal media.
I don't know.
You know, he spent a lot of time in visiting the troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan and whatnot. You know, his comments, we won't say him what... You can read. I mean, you can find it on the internet, no problem, or find it in the... We'll link to the show notes.
I won't say them because I didn't read them. Because I couldn't care less about politics. I don't know. Supposedly he attributed something to troops as something they said or implied to him, but he may not have done that. Or I don't know.
Yeah,
I think everyone has misread what he's written, apparently, from what some of the comments I've read.
Yeah, I mean,
if you care, go look. Yeah. If you don't, like me.
Politics, schmolitics. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have one side that's going to bash Bush, and you're going to have the other side that's going to bash Obama, so... Therefore, go bash other people and don't take up my tea times.
Yeah. There you go. Spend all the time talking for politics on the forum. Stay off the golf course. Give more room to the people that don't care about politics to play golf.
Exactly. Yeah. That's your
Sounds good.
Yeah, I like that. Public service announcement. Yeah.
We'll be back with beating balls after this.
On a scorecard, all shots are created equal.
A stroke is a stroke. And from the first tee to the 18th green, there's only one piece of equipment
I use for every one of them.
My golf ball. And in a game where just one shot can decide a championship,
the ball you play
makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
And that's why there's only one ball I'd ever play.
That's why there's only one ball
I'd ever play.
Performance counts. Quality counts. Every shot counts. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
Welcome back. In these troubled economic times, SBS has agreed to sponsor what was formerly the Mercedes Championship, the season opening event in Hawaii, through 2019. SBS is a Korean, I believe, the sole broadcasting system, their Korean media conglomerate. They sponsor an event on the LPGA Tour, and now they're sponsoring what was, again, the Mercedes Championship through 2019, so a 10-year agreement.
Yeah, that's
not too bad.
Yeah, that's a pretty... You know, that's a pretty good agreement for Mr. Tim, and getting somebody lined up through that long in this economy. Kudos to him, and I guess now...
I still doubt they're going to get Phil and Tiger to go.
I don't care who the sponsor is. It could be... It doesn't matter. But nonetheless, it's cool. It's great. You know, hopefully some of the other sponsors stay on board and things can move on.
Christy Kerr wins the tournament that John Daly would most like to win, I think.
Does he drink Michelob? I have no idea. Not sure what his beer choice is, but...
She wins at Kingsmill, the Michelob, whatever it is.
Ultra Open. Yeah, that's what it is. Very nice.
Yeah. The winner gets doused in beer, traditionally, instead of champagne. You get doused in beer there at the end. Although in these pictures here, Christy Kerr's looking pretty dry, so I'm not sure she got the full treatment.
Yeah. Quite surprising. I didn't see much of this tournament at all. In fact, the last I saw, Lorena...
It was on TV, though. It was on ESPN2.
Woohoo!
I watched a little bit. I was so bored from watching the players when I was done with that, which mostly involved fast-forwarding through the last 7 or 8 holes. I watched this tournament, and it was not bad.
Yeah, I think the last I saw the leaderboard, which was on Saturday, Lorena Ochoa was in the lead, which isn't anything new.
And then she collapsed on the weekend. A huge collapse. She shot 74-74 on the par 71s. Otherwise, she was already, you know, she shot 64-65, so she was already almost well under par. She was 13 under par before that. Winning score was 16 under par. Lorena Cho finishes 10th, and Michelle Wee tied for 15th, except for a 73, three good rounds, 70, 67, 69. So, an American won.
Yay. Woo!
Tiger Woods will apparently play the Memorial, and he says he expects to fix his golf swing by then.
3 weeks? Good luck.
Well, in his defense, he was hitting the same shot. He'd either a block and a pull hook are the same shot. It just depends on how much you've tried to correct it. Who knows? He just hasn't looked, you and I have talked about it. We're not going to belabor this one again this week, but he's looked off, obviously. And he's looked like his distance control is an issue. And in this tournament, he was missing fairways right. He was pull hooking them left with his 3-wood. It wasn't just his driver. So
yeah, that has to be a little concerning for him, knowing that the driver he's had problems with, but the 3-wood was money. And, he's played tournaments where he's never hit the driver, and he's won quite convincingly. And for him to be, I guess, for lack of anything better, messing it up that badly with the 3-wood, I think that was probably the biggest surprise I saw from the weekend, was the fact that he couldn't get the 3-wood in the fairway.
Right. He had, wedge yardages, too, were off. He had, I think, to the fourth hole or something when he still had a chance, he had 108 or something to the flag, or 114 or something like that, decided to hit a little, half or three-quarter wedge or something. Flew it to pin high, took a bounce, went 5 yards over the back of the green. He got up and down for par and stuff. But, what's up with that? Like, the old Tiger doesn't do that. Distance control is still an issue, too. So, he's going to have to fix two things. Whether he knows it or not, I don't know. But he's confident that he'll fix it, and so we'll see.
We shall see.
As Phil Mickelson had a chance to overtake him, but if Phil had won, I think Phil finished 2 over par or 3 over par or something for the tournament. And Tiger finished outside the top 4, which he did, finishing 8th. But currently in the world rankings, Tiger Woods number 1, 9.87. Phil exactly 1.4 behind at 8.47. Just FYI. Yeah. Henrik Stenson moves up to 5th.
And Sergio still hanging in there barely at 3.
Sergio at 3rd. Is that his points are going to start dropping here with the now that it's been a year since his last player's win.
Bye-bye.
Tiger Woods has been tested for drugs twice.
Oh, that's good.
So that's all we have to say about that, but there are some idiots out there that think that Tiger Woods is on steroids and it's all a big conspiracy. But he's been tested twice, once literally minutes after he said that he hadn't been tested yet at his Chevron event in December, and once a few weeks ago.
Yes, hopefully we can end this whole conspiracy theory talk of him being juiced and whatnot. So he's been tested, and he's probably been tested more than anybody else, and I would suspect he'll end up being the most tested man on tour.
And Spokane. Spokane, Washington, tried to ban smoking on golf courses because they're part of the public parks. And they said, we already don't allow it near playgrounds and other public areas. It probably won't bother people if we just ban it on the golf courses.
Oops.
Yeah, there was some
little misreading of the public reaction to that. It's kind of hard to say at what point is it a massive intrusion on somebody's individual rights to be able to smoke outside. I get it, not being able to smoke in a restaurant or outdoor patio area or at a golf tournament where you're going to be surrounded by people. But if you're out, hacking through 18 and there's nobody within a couple tee boxes of you and you light up a cigar, I don't see it being a big problem.
Right. As an American, I support my fellow Americans' right to stupidly kill themselves with cancer sticks.
Yes, if you want to inhale all that stuff, more power to you.
So long as they're not blowing it my way.
And as long as they pick up their butt when they're done.
Right. Don't leave them in the cups or on the tees or anything.
Safely extinguish them and dispose of them properly. Thank you.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
But by all means, toke away.
Yeah, kill yourself. What the heck? That about does it for episode 114 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. For links to all the stories that we talked about, check the show notes out online. Click on them and read to your little heart's content. If you want to contribute to the John Daly or David Faraday threads, by all means, go ahead. Alan and I probably won't be reading them, though. So,
but nonetheless, contribute anyway, and you never know.
Right. Read the threads about John Daly's threads.
Very nice.
Yeah, bye.